got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, a list of the seven most frustrating things that your colleagues can do in the workplace has come out. We're going to play a game. I'm going to ask you if you do these things or have done these in the past.
Sure.
Now, the bogey is that I've worked with you for 7 years, so if you don't answer truthfully, I do have it's not phone a friend. I have the worst.
You can override me.
I can override your answers. Yep. And last week on the show while you were away, I spoke to Jack, who filled in for you because he was just hanging around the radio station, and I brought these seven things up. And he had done more than I expected.
Wow.
So are you ready to just, because we're going to get straight into it. Jess, do you heat things up that shouldn't be heated up again in a microwave?
I did that yesterday, so yes.
What did you heat up in the microwave that four separate people came to me individually to complain about?
Hot dogs from a can. Right. Skinless hot dogs from a can.
Say no more. Does your desk look like you maybe potentially live there?
Yes. I think I currently have two old containers of lunches. One that's been there for probably 3 weeks.
Yep.
Jess, definitely growing mold.
Do you take your shoes off at work?
Yes, I do. They're currently on my feet.
We're batting at 1,000 right now. This is, and remember, these are the seven most frustrating things that people deal with their working colleagues. Jess, do you eat loudly at your desk?
Yes. I don't feel like I eat loudly, but if I'm enjoying something, people will hear about it.
Jess, number five, in the middle of work conversations, do you take loud personal phone calls?
Yes. Again, I don't mean to. It's just that if someone calls me, I will answer.
It's just you never leave. You just never leave the space.
Because
I don't need to know what your brother's ordering for your mum's birthday in 6 weeks. And I don't understand why it's on loudspeaker. But I understand that, you know, phone calls
it's
are
never
phone calls.
I don't put it on loudspeaker. Jess, I am loudspeaker.
Do you comment on what other people are eating? Examples, wow, that's a big meal. Oh, you're really going to eat that? That's a bit carb heavy.
No, usually I'm just like, who's eating something delicious?
Yep.
Who's got something delicious?
So I won't. Yeah, I'll agree that I've never seen you like almost gaslight someone into thinking their meal's bad. And the final one, do you pretend to be in charge of something, whether that's like you're the recycling captain or maybe the fire warden or maybe...
I've always wanted to be fire warden, but they never let me.
I wonder why.
I want to wear the hat.
We had an evacuation a couple of weeks ago and Gibbo, who works here, he's an absolute superstar
and he got
to wear his fire warden hat and it was like he cracked it out of in a breaking case of emergency.
I've never seen such a crisp hat before and I was jealous. I wanted it.
So I would say you don't pretend to be in charge of anything because...
I don't want the responsibility.
I was just about to say the fear of responsibility covers you.
No thanks.
So that's 5 out of 7. Things that people, the most frustrating things in the workplace.
From what I'm hearing.
There's room for improvement.
No, I'm perfect.
5223295 Whether you work on site, in an office place, even if you work from home, what are your least favorite things that people do in the office that annoy you more than they should? Because all of those are things, except for like pretending to be in charge of something. Like if you want to be the recycling captain, go for it. Fold boxes all day long, Helen. I will not stop you. If that's your little zone, live in your little bubble, recycling it.
I don't like when people follow you into the bathroom and continue having a conversation.
That's a big no-no.
That is my private time. When I'm doing ones or twos, I don't need to chat to you.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that is, I think we should put that on a sign, put it in every bathroom across Geelong, Surf Coast. 5223295, what annoys you in the workplace? We've got Nick from Port Arlington. Nick, what fires you up at work?
You ever get those people in the office that bring food in all the time, like every day? So I've lost 16 kilos over the past like 6 months, right? Doing really, really well. I started a new job 2 weeks ago. You know what I've had in this 2 weeks at this new job?
What?
We've had shortbread. We've had cheesecake. The next day, we had another cheesecake. Then the next day,
Nick, you don't have
made
to
more
eat
shortbread.
It.
No, you don't have to, mate.
But I'm the new guy. You can't be the new guy. Oh, nah. Thanks,
honestly,
man. Nah.
I tell you what, because I was in a tricky situation until recently, and now it is a heavy investment. I've recently started wearing retainers, and it is the quickest. Oh, no, sorry. I've got my retainers. I can't. I've got to brush my teeth. I can't do that.
Also, Nick, I am that person in the office. I bring in treats all the time, and people have started telling me to stop because But I think maybe for this same reason. I didn't realize it was annoying. I thought it was lovely.
I don't think it's that annoying, Nick, because you got to remember, you have the power to control yourself and say, no, I do not want shortbread again, Helen. That's too many shortbreads for me.
I don't. How do you think I put that 16 kilos on in the first place?
Okay,
and then I got, you know what we got today? Scones.
That's lovely. You can do what one of the ladies in our office does. Whenever I bring in treats, she's like, oh, I can't have that, but can I cop a whiff? And
just
I just open
it.
The lid and she just like sucks it all the good stuff in. Yeah.
You've got a secret sniffer.
Yeah, Nick. Look, I we appreciate the call. We're all very curious to where you work so we can get a job there because
same.
I don't want to have to ever bring a lunch in again.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, yesterday on the show, I brought to you a bit of a conundrum that I discovered when my wife, her name's Jess as well, visited the radio station last week and went to the women's bathroom, as a woman would do.
Bit of an office mystery it's turned into.
And to clarify a little bit, my wife's actually come in to work today. Hello, Jess' wife.
Very important stuff.
Now, again, for yesterday, we really delved deep into this. What did you see when you went into the women's bathroom last week?
So I went into like the first cubicle, as you do.
Welcome to my cubicle. That's my regular.
I love it. It felt like Jess. Yeah.
Okay.
And I saw this sign that had been like sticky taped to the wall of the cubicle saying, like, welcome to the toilet. This is cubicle one for wees only.
Wees only. So this is the whole mystery that it's this essentially saying no number twos in here. The plumbing is questionable in this building. So that's what we're thinking. Yesterday, Jess, I sent you in there during the show. No such sign did you see.
I couldn't find a sign that said wees only. There was a sign that implied, like, it had we in capital letters. And
yeah,
I think this might be the sign you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, please feel free to sit down.
And do a wee.
And do a wee. But the wee is in all capitals. And then it says dot, dot, dot. So it could be the implication.
It is absolutely the implication.
Because Jess' wife came to me and she said, you need to get this clarified with Jess.
Right.
On the show.
Because I've never, and this is the thing. I started getting really paranoid with Tim because I was like, maybe the sign was written about me.
So you've done not wees in that
I have
cubicle.
Done not wees in that cubicle.
Do you come to work
cubicle.
And not wee?
You go to the end cubicle. If
I mean,
you ever
everyone goes to the toilet
and
to,
I didn't,
to
I
not
didn't,
wee
yeah.
at work, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I'm not weeing, not getting paid
okay.
for it, right?
Because yesterday Jess keeps inviting me to the women's bathroom. I have to keep technically saying no. So you think what Jess work? This is confusing.
I have a photo of it.
So that you can confirm or deny if this is the poster that was in
this
the women's
one, right?
bathroom.
Yeah, it looks a little different, but
because
I feel like it's
yeah, because we're worried.
I don't have a photographic memory, but sorry guys.
We're worried that the sign might have been up and taken down.
It does look a little different.
Oh, maybe there was a sign because I wasn't here the end of last week. So maybe there was an extra sign.
And I had a quick look in like the other cubicles to see if there was like a poo only. Okay. Sorry, a number two only
a not
sign.
We only.
A not
we only.
Am I allowed to say that
okay.
on here? Yeah. Sorry, guys.
You've already said it. Okay, well, this is clarified. I still think, I know yesterday we spoke about this. I think we need to go straight to the top tomorrow on the show.
Do you think so?
I think we need to get our general manager, Rach, who genuinely hates coming on this show.
I think, look, it's great to clarify the rules so I know where to not wee.
Yes,
in this building.
Absolutely. And because I feel like if people work in shared office spaces across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula, they could also have a not wee toilet.
Yes.
So.
But I feel like this is a lot of heat on Jess, and I just need to say that I do know for a fact that Tim, my lovely husband, does do not wees as well in cubicles.
Whoa. Everyone in the building knows because he takes his wedding ring off to go
it's weird.
And not wee.
It's
okay.
Weird.
Well, darling, I think it's best time you go home. You look absolutely knackered. Love when you swing past work. Great.
If you see Tim without his wedding ring, chances are he's either been or on his way.
Well, I feel like that's the best case scenario for
that's
me to not be wearing
up
my wedding
right
ring.
Now.
I'm not going out to the bars
tonight. All this toilet talk.
Okay, well, darling, I'll see you at home. It's Tim and Jess for the drive home on K-Rock.
All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing.
Let us spell your name.
Yes, 52230955. If you have a name, we are going to spell it.
It's all about you hearing the thrill, experiencing the thrill of hearing your name spelled correctly, maybe even for the first time ever. Got four contenders, all four pretenders, Jess, who want us to try and spell maybe their name. Hello, who's this and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
My name's Alana.
Oh, your phone line is absolutely garbage. get the garbage truck to pick that up a little bit later, unfortunately. Michelle in Grovedale, whose name do you want us to spell?
My girlfriend's name.
Okay, what's her name?
Michelle.
Well, that's a doozy.
Okay, so I'm guessing, is yours more traditionally spelt, Michelle?
Yes.
And she is not.
But there's three ways. Traditional ways.
Oh, is there?
But anyway,
I'm only aware of two, so I'm going to go with Mishel.
Close.
Oh. Okay. Mischel.
Close.
Oh!
How do we do it, Michelle?
You want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on.
Mishel.
Oh!
Wow, interesting.
I've never seen it spelt like that.
She was born in the Philippines, and apparently the midwives over there can't spell.
Right, kind of like pigeon English style. But Michelle,
wait,
I like it.
Are you Mischelle?
Yes.
We'll take it.
You know what, Jess? Absolutely. That's a point on the board. Thank you very much, Michelle's, for everything you've just done there. I believe we've got Gion from Point Lonsdale. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
No, it's Gion.
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 Gion. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Gion.
Yeah. What's the origin of your name?
French Canadian.
Lovely. New Caledonian.
Oh.
Potentially. Okay. Come on, Jess. You got this.
Gion.
No.
Close?
No.
Okay.
Gyomm.
No.
Had a feeling.
I feel sad.
And I feel offensive at this point.
How do we spell your name?
Gyllaume.
Honestly. Can I have a real moment with you, Gyomm? We would be here till Sunday. 3 weeks over of Jess and I trying to spell that. It's a lovely name. Did you call knowing that you would just obliterate us this afternoon? Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
The giggle.
Yeah. It's not the thrill, that you were after, but you definitely got something there.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Sarah from Bell Park's giving us a call. Sarah, it's not going well. It's really not going well so far this afternoon.
Well, do you know what? That's why I called, and I feel for you.
Have we got a pity spell on the way?
Give us an easy one, Sarah. Come on,
Sarah.
All right. Okay. Well, look, this might be controversial.
A couple of ways
it might be controversial.
Okay.
Sara.
No.
Okay. So this is meant to be a softball.
All right, here we go.
Home,
here we go.
Humdinger, Jess.
I'm
come
ready.
On.
Here we go. Sara.
Yes, this is why we're best friends.
We needed it, Sarah.
Yes.
You heard the struggle and you delivered it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, bestie.
A softball is still a ball, Jess. They count it in sport, don't they?
41 names spelled correctly for the year.
Everything is coming up, Tim and Jess.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We're a little bit addicted to the second season of a great Aussie reality TV show.
Yes, Hunted.
Hunted Australia. A friend of ours is actually the lead investigator, Graham, on the show, and it came onto our telly screens last night, Channel 10. You can catch it on 10 Play, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely you can. And Tim, it is one of those shows where it's so addictive to watch, and you can't help but sit there and go, they've made a terrible mistake. Yep. I would have done something better.
I could do this.
Yes.
I'd do that. And we've decided every day this week we're going to get one of the different announcers from K-Rock on to discuss how they would handle being dropped in the middle of the city if they had to evade police, essentially, for 21 days?
Yes, 21 days.
Benny Rogers from Workdays. I know you're going to come into the studio a little bit later for Have You Been Paying Attention, but on the radio. But we're going to start with you because...
Sure.
the whole reason we're doing this is because you came to Jess and you said, man, these idiots on this show, do so much better. So
I have a plan.
All right.
Let's hear that plan, Ben.
Well, look, I was actually watching I watched probably the first half an hour of the show last night, and I didn't realize that you could, like, enlist your friends
to
be helping you. And I'm
you can
thinking,
do anything.
That opens up a whole new...
This is the problem, though. They have CCTV footage. Uh-huh. They can track you on public transport.
Sure.
They have access to your phone.
Yep.
As well, previous to the actual show. Mm-hmm. So they know your contacts. They can look through all of that.
Like, oh, yep. Benny messaged all these
so
people.
You don't want to be going to people that are obvious. Like, you wouldn't go home to your wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
So what's your game plan? You get dropped in the middle of Melbourne.
Yep. Go. Dropped in the middle of Melbourne. Say I go to, like, Flinders Street Station, for example.
Sure.
And I want to take a train back to Geelong.
Yep.
You're coming straight back home.
How do I get on the train to Geelong without being noticed? And I kind of thought, well, hey, if I can enlist the help of one of my friends, I have one of my friends who is exactly the same height as me and like the same build. So I would get him to maybe go into the public toilets and I would follow him in maybe 10 minutes later and we would switch clothes. And so he would walk out looking like I walked in, maybe with a face mask, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I would walk out in the clothes that he was in and I'd jump on a train. I'd maybe come back.
Are you wearing a wig at this point?
I'd maybe, because I'm bald and that would kind of give it away.
That's unrelated, just nasty.
Okay,
or just
don't
bring it up again.
I would get on the train, travel back to South Geelong Station, jump off, go somewhere like Anaconda, get myself a pop-up tent and some supplies.
Like a swag or
and
something.
Then, right. Yeah, and then just start walking the access track along the train line. Out towards Colac Way, because think of all the places that you have to stop and get supplies along the way out towards Colac. You can stop at Moriac, Winchelsea, Colac.
Yeah, but they might be able to use the CCTV footage from those petrol stations. You need to be careful. And you've only got $300. Remember?
But they need to know where you are to start off.
You're going to spend $300 just at Anaconda. Then you're screwed for 21 days.
So Jess and I, we're going to play the idea of how I think the investigators and the hunters would try and find you. So they know they would have background information on you.
Sure.
And they would find that out. And they would know that you're from this area.
Yeah.
And that you've worked in Colac in the past.
I'm not necessarily...
I reckon this bloke's going to Colac straight out of the gate.
I'm not necessarily saying that's exactly where I'm using that as an example of, like, these are the places along the way that you have the opportunity to stop in because they're all lined up one after the other.
A couple of cops waiting for you at Geelong South.
Yeah. That's already?
Yeah, I reckon they would. It's hard to get out of Melbourne. That's the tricky
part.
That's the
issue. Once you're out.
Because there's so many, like, different ways they can track you in Melbourne.
I don't know. I would stick a hunter on every rail trail in the state and say, don't worry, you'll find Benny on one of them.
Yeah.
he'll be there with a swag
this
going
man
1 kilometre
loves
an
trains.
Hour.
Well, look, if they were waiting for me somewhere, like, say, South Geelong Station, it's a game of cat and mouse, and I'm a pretty fast mouse and able to, you know, do mousy type things.
He's figured out the system. All right, Benny, we'll have a think on that, and we'll let you know probably at the start of next week if we think you would be hunted.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think so far, since we've not heard anyone else's plan, you're coming last.
Yes.
Yep.
But also first. So,
hey, good place to be.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And I feel like a lot of people potentially yesterday might have got an email that also devastated them. And
my God, more devastating news?
Yeah,
this has been a really...
It's been the sad show.
We should call this the grim show.
This is a very sad show. Jess, I got an email and I reckon a couple, maybe 100 or 1,000 people across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula may have got this. And I'm probably the most marginalised person I've ever known.
Wow.
Do you want me to read this email?
Hit me. I don't know if I'm ready for it.
Hi there. Thank you for taking the time to apply for Australian Survivor Season
9. Oh, no!
This email is to let you know that unfortunately, you have not progressed through to the next stage of casting. As you can imagine, we received thousands of applications for this series and the competition was incredibly tough. Thank you again on behalf of the Survivor casting team.
Wow.
We hope you enjoy the show and apply again next year. Warmest regards, signed, Nobody.
Wow.
You know?
Warmest regards even. They've given you the generic flick.
Yeah. I am, everyone has their ups and downs in life.
I thought you would at least get through to, like, the first round auditions or
something. Nah, this is my problem. I don't sell on paper.
What do you...
I sell in the room. I sell in the room. Paper Tim's the worst version. I've already found heaps of different people to blame for it, for me not getting...
Oh, please, Give us a list. As if you're accepting an Academy Award, but give us a list of people to blame.
I'd like to blame my wife, first
Excellent.
And foremost.
Right?
She's so special to me, but she made me rewrite some of my answers.
And you reckon you could have done it better.
And I'd also like to blame our digital guy, Jappy, who helped us make the video.
I believe he stayed behind.
Stay behind.
To make that video, and I can't believe you're blaming him for this.
There was a spelling error, and I reckon that could have been... I reckon that could have been the straw that broke the survivor's back.
What was the spelling?
I can't remember, but I was like, well, we've uploaded this. And that's been sent off into the ether. So I imagine there's a lot of people across Geelong Surf Coast that have been devastated like me today.
Right.
It won't get better if you are listening. never try is what I would say.
Sure.
Don't get your hopes up and never be happy.
How many pages did you finally get through?
Double digits.
Oh.
I really took my time.
Worth it. So do you want to hand me your survivor buff now? Because I don't think you can keep it.
No, that's mine. You can take my application, but don't take my buff. Anyway, I'm going to go cry. It's Tim and Jess.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and
Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.